What is up, Wizards faithful? Welcome back to another edition of Locked On Wizards with SB Nation's Bullets Forever writer Ben Mahich and myself, Anthony Citadino. We are your hosts, and you are now Locked On Wizards. Go subscribe to the Locked On Wizards podcast on the Locked On Podcast Network, Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you may listen. Go throw us a follow on Twitter at Locked On Wizards. Everyone out there, thank you so much for tuning in whenever and wherever you may be making this show a part of your day. We have a great show ahead of us and a ton to get into. Ben and I will be going over the Wizards' latest wins against the New Orleans Pelicans and Detroit Pistons. We'll be also going over Russell Westbrook and Daniel Gafford's incredible impact over the weekend. We'll also talk about a possible playoff berth as the Washington Wizards are now tied for the last play-in spot. And as always, we will continue to discuss the possibility of a Scott Brooks extension. But first, we want to let you know that today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Go visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. It was an absolutely incredible weekend for the Washington Wizards. Two huge wins. First, Friday night, taking down the New Orleans Pelicans in overtime. Russell Westbrook, Daniel Gafford, and Bradley Beal played absolutely out of their minds to secure that win, 117 to 115. And then beating the Detroit Pistons on Saturday night in blowout fashion, 121 to 100. Ben, it seems like the Washington Wizards are really rolling right now. It seems like Daniel Gafford was really the piece that they were looking for, that presence down low, the lob threat, a rim protector that they have not had in some time. And it showed against New Orleans, Ben. He played great against Zion Williamson. Maybe not a center, but still, he played absolutely incredibly and was one of the driving forces to secure these wins. Mainly the New Orleans game I'm talking about Friday night. New Orleans was in the driver's seat the majority of the game, and the Washington Wizards had an incredible fourth quarter, which secured them overtime. Ben, they went 2 for 22 from outside. I think they went 0 for 10 in the second half, and just the second half from 3-point line, but it did not matter. They were playing lockdown defense. Daniel Gafford was stepping up. Russell Westbrook was playing like the all-NBA talent that he is. Ben, we have so much to get into, and now the Washington Wizards are tied for that last play-in spot right with the Chicago Bulls. So, Ben, how are you, my friend? I hope you had a great weekend. I know the Wizards did. I know all our Wizards fans out there had an unbelievable weekend. Let's get your thoughts on this weekend and really the next 17 games ahead.
This team, Anthony, is suddenly really easy to root for if you're a Wizards fan. And we saw this earlier in the year when they had that good stretch. But finally, I think this team, and we'll get into Daniel Gafford a little bit later, this team is being unlocked by him. But more importantly, Russell Westbrook is playing at that level that we knew that he was capable of playing. I know Russell Westbrook, in all likelihood, does not listen to Locked On Wizards, but to the Russell Westbrook fans that do listen to this podcast, and I know there's plenty out there, I think I owe them an apology. I was among the many who doubted Russell Westbrook all year long. Earlier in the season when he was dealing with the quad injury, I probably didn't think it was as significant as it was. He was playing through it, so I just figured, it was just one of those nagging injuries that NBA players typically deal with. But obviously, it had a major impact on him. Russell Westbrook is back. I mean, you can see it in the way he's handling the ball even. It's tighter. He's not turning the ball over as often. Against the Pistons, he had 2 turnovers on 11 assists. He's shooting it at a higher level. He's shooting around 50% during the Wizards' recent win streak. He's hitting those mid-range jump shots, and he's dunking the ball. Remember earlier in the year when we were like, when was the last time Russ dunked? Denny Avdia threw him a ridiculous alley-oop that most
people don't
get. But Russell Westbrook went and got it, and he slammed it home. And that, I think, is a microcosm of the player that he is now. His bounce is back. The team is taking on that Russell Westbrook identity that Dwayne Casey pointed out as well. He was like, you know, the Wizards are finally playing like a Russell Westbrook team. They're playing hard. They're getting after, and the wins are carrying over. They beat the Jazz, and I was worried that they wouldn't be able to carry that momentum over to the Pelicans and Pistons because playing against worse teams is harder, I guess, in that way. But the Wizards showed up, and they won, and that's kudos to Russell Westbrook. And now we're talking about Westbrook as if he was that piece that the Wizards have been missing. And And that trade is panning out for the Wizards now. Like you said, they're in that 10th spot, and we'll talk about the repercussions of that a little bit later. But right. Yeah, I owe Russell Westbrook and his fans an apology. He's proving me wrong, and rightfully so. I'm glad he is, and he's back. The NBA is so much better when Russell Westbrook is playing at an all-NBA level, when he's playing at that top 10, 15 player level, whatever you want to slot him as. It's incredible to watch. He's a historically great player, and the Wizards are lucky to have him. So shout out to Russell Westbrook, because the Wizards are finally coalescing around the player he is. So it's led to some success. So all I think the respect and the credit goes to Russell Westbrook during this win streak. No doubt about it.
Ben, I love that. Absolutely agree with you. He was a monster down the stretch. In overtime, he scored every single point. I mean, Brad was coming up short. He was not hitting his shots. And people were giving Brad a hard time after that loss, Ben. But still, he shot 10 for 29. He went 0 for 9 from 3. That means he still shot that efficiently besides shooting from outside. So he was just having a tough night from outside. But his co-star showed up. His co-star, in his words, after the game, Brad said, he saved my ass. That's what it is. And Russ, he deserves all the credit. I know Daniel Gafford does too, and we'll get into more about that later, Ben. And it says so much about this backcourt, especially going up against a young, spry team like the New Orleans Pelicans with guys like Zion Williamson and Brandon Ingram. And they have they do have good depth for the West. They're a young team in the West. It's not easy to play in the West. Ben, it says a lot about this backcourt where they're that good offensively where they're pretty much beating teams on their own. I mean, Rui Hachimura did a great job on the defensive end. I know Alex Len did as well with the minutes given, but really, Ben, besides the three players that have brought up, Bradley Beal, Russell Westbrook, and Daniel Gafford, there was not much production on offense at all, really. And that said so much about those two, the best backcourt in basketball, in my mind still. They just don't have the amount of depth that a lot of other great backcourts have. In Portland, you see another great backcourt. They have much, much better depth than the Washington Wizards. Ben, this wins like these, they say so much about those two because they're asked to do entirely too much. And most of the time they prevail. Most of the time they end up winning. They like it, and somehow they have gotten this team to playoff contention, possible playoff contention. Ben, they have an opportunity to really get one of these playing games, and it's not out. It's really just we threw that out of the window. We owe the Wizards apology pretty much. We've been so back and forth, you and I, early in the season, then halfway through the season, threw it out. So now it's a possibility. It's been a possibility with these playing games, really. But Ben, still the team is 10 games under 500. They're in contention and they're getting hot at the right time. 16, 17 games left. They don't have the toughest schedule up against them, Ben. Really, what do they need to continue the success, really?
You hit the nail on the head, Anthony. I'm just looking over the box score against the game against New Orleans, and Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal combined for 66 points, and the rest of the starting lineup, Denny Avdia didn't score a single point. Alex Len had 8. Rui had 6.
Right.
That's all you need to know. What they need to continue this momentum is other players stepping up. Daniel Gafford has been that player for Washington, but they need more than just their newly acquired center to step up. They need Denny to contribute. Rui needs to get going as well, because putting basically the entire possibility of winning on just two players seems like a very unsustainable way to just go about playing basketball. That's how the Wizards have done business this year. I think it's a poor way to operate, but it is what it is at this point because they're not going to make any more changes. But it just goes to show how absolutely incredible Brad and Russ have been and how they haven't gotten the credit they deserve. And I think, you know, with 20 some odd games left, whatever the case may be, if they do make this push, and like you said, the schedule isn't the most difficult right now, and if they keep winning games, I think Russ and Beal at the end of the season might start turning some heads and might start getting some credit. But I don't think the Wizards deserve any sort of apology. Brad and Russ, I think, deserves a little bit more credit, but the Wizards, right, in and of right. themselves have been mis I think, mismanage the season. But
right. I just want to throw a bone to all, you know, to their depth, really. Their role, role players. And it's tough. Ben, we're looking at Russ, 22-11-11. We're looking at Brad, 31-5-5. For people out there that are not giving them credit, for people out there that are not putting them on their all NBA lists, for people that don't think that they are one of the best backcourts in basketball, Ben, it's because of what the Wizards put forth this year. It's because of what the front office did. And we want to give credit to Tommy for the trade deadline trade. Honestly, I want to say that I was wrong currently, because I am. I'm wrong about it, Ben.
What a great segue. That's
what it is.
A little bit more about Daniel Gaffer. But before we do that, we want to let you know about Indeed. You're the hiring expert for your company, and what you really need is help making your short list of quality candidates. You need a hiring partner who makes your life easier. You need Indeed. Indeed is the job site, and it makes hiring as easy as 1, 2, 3. Post, screen, and interview. It's all on Indeed. You can choose from more than 130 skills tests or add your own. With tools like Indeed Instant Match, it gives you quality candidates whose resume on Indeed fits your job description immediately. There's no reason to dig deeper than Indeed. Get started right now with a free $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/locked. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/locked. Indeed.com/locked. The offer is valid through June 30th, and terms and conditions apply. Anthony, we talk about Built Bar all season long. It's the most delicious bar on the planet. But guess what? It's also super delicious. Anthony eats them all the time. His favorite flavor is cookies and cream. It's healthy. It's indulgent. It's low calorie. It's low sugar. It's high protein. You can't miss with Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com. Use the promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your next order. Use the promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Anthony, perfect segue there with Daniel Gafford. Let's dig into him. Because when the Wizards first traded for Daniel Gafford, first off, I just want to mention that Daniel Gafford had dominated against the Wizards like most centers all season long. And you had texted me earlier this year when the Bulls were playing the Wizards, and you said, man, the Wizards are making Daniel Gafford look like Patrick Ewing. And I was like, man, they kind of are. I don't really know who Daniel Gafford is. I'm not sure the Bulls do. The Wizards were like, you know what? He played well against us. Let's give him a shot. They traded Troy Brown for him. Honestly, I was a bit dismayed by that trade because Troy was a very young player with some skills that I think could be helpful for most NBA teams. But here comes Daniel Gafford, has kind of made us forget about that instant reaction. 18.7 rebounds against the Pelicans. As Anthony pointed out previous to us starting the podcast, he had a first back-to-back four block game since Marcin Gortat in the overtime game against the Pelicans. As Anthony also mentioned, he blocked Zion Williamson three times. This is Daniel Gafford. We need the Wizards needed an athletic center who was going after it defensively, someone who can rim run, set hard screens, a lob threat for Russ and Beal. They look for him all the time. And here we are. It's a young center who looks good. Anthony, the Wizards are 6-1 with Daniel Gafford in the lineup. What do we say about this? Is he the key to unlocking the Washington Wizards? I can't believe we're even saying this. What world are we living in? Daniel Gafford is the key. Am I insane?
And I do want to rewind a few episodes, because we had that question from Quentin Mayo maybe like 5 episodes ago. And he asked, does Thomas Bryant got to worry about next year? And we threw that out the window so fast. I'm not going to sit here and say that Daniel Gafford is already better than Thomas Bryant, what Thomas Bryant has already accomplished. But there might be some worry. Right now, Daniel Gafford... Ben, we were flat out wrong. We knew that the trade was going to be about him mainly. We did not think he was going to really give the Wizards this type of productivity. And he was on a minutes restriction. Scott Brooks threw that out the window. 26 minutes, Ben, coming off the bench, you know, 18 points, 7 rebounds. And yeah, like you said, 4 blocks, Ben, and it was just much better than what it even sounds like. Down the stretch, you know, blocking Zion multiple times and really taking on those assignments. Man, Zion averages 2.5 turnovers a game. He had 7 against the Wizards. You know, Zion, he shoots really, really well. The Wizards held him to, I mean, really holding a guy like Zion Williamson to 50%, that's a win in my book. That's a win. He shoots really close to the rim, unless he's taking outside shots. And Ben, they did a great grip. He didn't take one shot from outside either. So, we knew Brandon Ingram was going to get his. He's very skilled. New Orleans, they're playing great for who they have. But Ben, right now, it's unbelievable to see how the Wizards are catching fire. And we have to credit Daniel Gafford. We have to. We have to credit Tommy Shepard right now. We have to. We said Tommy Shepard, hey, this is a soft trade, awful, terrible trade. This was buns. I want to sit here. I want to say that I'm wrong. I was absolutely wrong. This is what the Wizards needed. They needed an athletic center, a power forward type of a guy, a lob threat. Great. By far the best rim protector that they have, and he showed that against the Pelicans. He didn't get much playing time against the Pistons. We hope that he can slide into that starting role, maybe. But again, that's also touchy, with Scott Brooks. He always goes against the grain there. Surprises you. But still, 4-game win streak, right? Daniel Gafford, Ben, Lockdown Wizards, Ben and I were wrong. We were completely and utterly wrong. And Ben, the last 8 games, 7 on the last 8. What more can you ask for right now? And Ben, I want to see them continue this success. I mean, give Gafford these minutes. Why not give Gafford 25 to 30 minutes a game to end the season? What do they have to lose?
Yeah, I mean, he needs to stay out of foul trouble a little bit, but
right.
I do think we're not to discredit Daniel Gafford, because he's been incredible for Washington. I think he's been a key to their success just as much as anybody else. I do think the Wizards are in a bit of a honeymoon phase with him, because it's still very early. We haven't seen him really do anything wrong. And that's always kind of a question. It's like, all right, he's played limited minutes and he's done really well in those minutes, but what does he look like if you give him 30 minutes and maybe a little bit more of an increased offensive role? We haven't really seen him with his back to the basket. Not that you really need to, because centers nowadays aren't asked to do that. But I think the trade itself was still questionable, because they drafted Troy just outside the lottery. They traded him for a relatively unknown player.
Right.
If it pans out in the future, great. I think just the trade in its essence, I think, was still questionable. But given how great Daniel Gafford has been for Washington, this really does remind me of the Thomas Bryant signing a little bit. Because when the Wizards signed Thomas Bryant, you couldn't have told anybody that he'd be their starter and exactly. just that year, and that he'd be the most efficient center in basketball. The Lakers waived him. The Lakers have a really good scouting team.
He was a second-round pick, and the Lakers had nothing. They wanted nothing to do with him.
And look, the Chicago Bulls also have become known for their scouting, and their front office is revamped. And obviously the Billy Donovan there is highly regarded as one of the better coaches in the league.
Right.
And they really kind of just let Daniel Gafford go here. And if the Wizards were able to find another diamond in the rough, I think you do have to give Tommy Shepard and his team some credit here. He's been really good. I don't know if he'll be a starter in Washington, but it is refreshing that the Wizards have one of these players that can actually keep up with other centers, that can be an irritant defensively, that can anchor a defense a little bit. Because the Wizards, Thomas Bryant can't. And that's okay. There aren't a lot of centers in the NBA
totally
that can.
Yep.
But
yep.
Daniel Gafford has shown flashes of being like a legitimate enforcer.
Oh, absolutely.
Reminds me of Tyson Chandler a little bit in that way, where if he's inside, he's either going to alter the shot or he's going to swat it. And the Wizards, and the amazing thing is, if he swats the ball and the Wizards get it, they have a lot of guys who can grab it and go. If Denny gets it, he can go. Rui, Russ, Brad. So that
and we saw so much of that against the Pelicans. Ben, there was at one point in the second half, he was just tip passing rebounds to Russ, to Denny. It was unbelievable watching what he was doing out there. Ben, I do. You're right. This is early, but I want to give credit where credit is due. And if Tommy made a move where the playoffs are more possible, where and if they do end up making the playoffs because of the one of the reasons is this move, I got to give it up to him.
No question. I mean,
and that's nothing on Troy Brown Jr. because obviously I think he obviously can still pan out anywhere he plays given the opportunity. But still, right now, Ben, I think you were absolutely right early on, and this is what we've talked about, their front court. They haven't had a lob threat in how long? They haven't had a defending rim protector center that's this athletic, this young, in how long? So, I mean, I'm glad they made a move for their, you know, their duo and Russ and Brad, but still, you're right. They do need a few more diamonds in the rough like that to be competitive.
A lot of times, I mean, you look at all the players they've accumulated, Mo Wagner, Troy Brown, Isak Bonga, Jerome Robinson, now Daniel Gafford, Thomas Bryant, Garrison Matthews. They've kind of just scraped at these with these young players who weren't being, you know, who weren't getting chances otherwise on other teams. And they found some contributing players like Thomas Bryant, Daniel Gafford. If they go 2-for-6 with these relatively unknown young players, that's a pretty good outcome because a lot of these players aren't in the NBA anymore or weren't going to get chances. I mean, Mo Wagner, Jerome Robinson, these guys are not under NBA contracts anymore. And Daniel Gafford was out of Chicago's rotation, and Chicago is just on the cusp of the playoffs, just like the Wizards are. So they found a good one here. And the good thing is he's under a cap controlled contract. And I think the Wizards have something here. They can build around him. And if push comes to shove and he's fits in better than Thomas Bryant, then that just gives you more trade value. Like, I think this, everything that could have went right with this trade is so far going right. And the Wizards swung and they might've hit a home run here. It's hard to hit that home run, but give credit, like you said, where it's due, and Tommy Shepard deserves it here.
And Ben, I mean, among everything else, this past weekend gave Wizards fans, people, the DMV, people that are rooting for the Wizards, something to cheer for. Excitement. This probably was the most exciting win of the season, really. And it was fantastic to see. It seems like they're clicking right when it matters most. Russ and Brad couldn't be playing better. I'm not going to rag on Brad for his shooting. I'm just not going to do it. He doesn't deserve that. He's asked to do far too much, and it was one bad night shooting. Everything else he was doing, he was making every decision absolutely. He was making every right basketball play. So, Ben, kudos to them. Kudos, to Tommy for the time being. Hopefully, Scott Brooks can continue the success, and they can continue to try and grab this play-in game, to try and continue to give themselves a chance for maybe an 8 seed, maybe a 7 seed that we talked about. We'll see. But Ben, before we get into more about Scott Brooks and the potential extension coming, I want to tell you guys about BetOnline. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Ben loves it, uses it on all his NBA hoops, NHL action as well. BetOnline even covers award shows, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and prop bets on almost anything that you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up today. Head over to the website, use your mobile device, and sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Go use the promo code LOCKEDON. Get more analysis on the top prospects available in this year's NBA draft with the Locked On NBA Draft Podcast. Scouting reports, draft rumors, mock drafts, and full coverage of March Madness 4 days a week from credentialed draft experts. Follow the Locked On NBA Draft Podcast on the Audacity app or wherever you may listen to podcasts. Ben, the Washington Wizards are now tied for the 10th spot in the Eastern Conference. 4-game win streak. Meaning they are on the cusp of making that play-in berth, really, for the play-in game. Could be a 7 seed. We're looking at probably an 8 seed. With the upcoming schedule being as, I guess, quote-unquote, easy as it is, do the Wizards have a real shot in making the playoffs? Let's go over some of these games coming up. Ben, OKC coming up a couple of times. The Warriors, we have Cleveland. Ben, what do we think here? Do we think that this team can continue their success, continue rolling, beat out Chicago for this play-in game, or what?
You know, when the Wizards earlier this year, when Thomas Bryant tore his ACL, then COVID hit them, and basically the entire team was out. They postponed like 6 games in a row. There was a press conference where, I don't want to put words in Scott Brooks's mouth, but more or less he was like, man, we can't catch a break, like with these injuries, with COVID, like we can't catch a break.
Hey, Scott, you're catching a break right now. I mean, they're getting hot right at the perfect time because, like you said, Oklahoma, they're basically tanking. Golden State, they're bad. Oklahoma, tanking. Cleveland, tanking. San Antonio, not very good. The Lakers, injured. Cleveland, not very good. Then you have a couple of tough games against Dallas, Indiana, and Milwaukee. And then you finish out the year against some very winnable teams again. So the Wizards all of a sudden are knocking on the playoff door. I don't know about a Scott Brooks extension. Even if they do make the playoffs, I think, look, if they lose in five games, and I think it's hard to sell. I don't think they want to bring him back. It'll be interesting to see how they go about that. But I can't believe they're in a position where their luck is finally, I don't want to say luck, but things are finally aligning for the Wizards. They're winning games. Russ is firing on all cylinders at the perfect time. Bradley Beal's back. Daniel Gafford is emerging as one of their primary role players. The schedule is loosening up. They're getting healthy. The Wizards have everything they need right now to make the playoffs. And you said eighth seed. Who knows? Let's say they rattle off, six out of their next seven games, which is very realistic. All of a sudden, they're pushing for like eighth. You win some more games at the tail end. You might even push for seven. And depending on how the play-in things go out, they might end up making like a legitimate playoff spot and competing because the Eastern Conference, besides really Brooklyn, all those teams are winnable. You can beat any team here. So I think Scott Brooks, Tommy Shepard, they're all very relieved that all of it is coming together at the perfect time. So I know some fans are going to be disappointed because probably no Cade Cunningham, no Jalen Suggs. I get it all. I'm right there in the same camp as you. But it would be a lie to pretend that this team isn't playing exciting basketball and that playoff basketball wouldn't be a treat. It would be, regardless of what seed they end up. Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal in the playoffs.
Playoffs are always a treat, baby.
It's a
playoffs
good thing for the league. It's good for the franchise. So I'm not going to pretend that it's not. And the franchise needs it desperately. And it'll be fun if they make it. It'll just be interesting to see how they carry this momentum over because they're doing a fantastic job now. They beat Utah. Then they really smashed Detroit and beat the Pelicans. So they got some winnable games coming up. They can't start. They got to just keep their foot on the pedal. And if they do, Anthony, we might be covering playoff basketball in Washington again.
Love to hear it. Absolutely love to hear it. Ben, this week, how it pans out. OKC on Monday. Wednesday, hosting Golden State. Friday, going to Oklahoma City. Sunday, wrapping it up the week, hosting Cleveland. Like you said, this next week, not the toughest. It's just not. Then next week, starting off with the San Antonio Spurs, they have been they have had a rockier second half of the season than most would have thought with their coaching staff. But yeah, Ben, Wednesday against a hurt Lakers team, Friday in Cleveland, Saturday against the Dallas Mavericks, probably the toughest team they will face throughout this stretch. And then Ben, really after that, it's wide open. Them and the Milwaukee Bucks, every other team is sitting at the bottom of the Eastern Conference.
I gotta say this, Anthony. You got my juices flowing, Anthony. I'm excited about possible playoffs. This is why, Anthony. This is why. I'm going to tell you in the Lockdown Wizards fans why you should be excited. I'm going to put the Cade Cunningham, Jalen Suggs dreams aside. I'm going to put that aside. What is the most exciting modern Wizards playoff series that we remember? They all included Paul Pierce. His grit, the sort of the killer mentality he had as a veteran that the Wizards needed bad. He gave them energy. He gave them soul. He called game. The Wizards became Paul Pierce. Sure, he was 36 years old. Sure, he was 37 years old. But the Wizards became Paul Pierce. They're becoming Russell Westbrook right now. We always talk about Russell Westbrook needing to show it in the playoffs, take that energy to the playoffs. Now the Washington Wizards are taking on his identity. Imagine this Wizards team in the playoffs. That could be scary if you're the Bucks. Because guess what? Two of the best three players on either roster are in D.C. I'm sorry, Chris Middleton, but Russ and Brad are two of the three best players there. You got Giannis, Russ, and Brad. I understand Milwaukee has more depth. I get it all. But the team with the better core.
Oh, my.
Hence
the better duo?
Playoff series.
The better duo is by far Russ and Brad there.
Exactly. Oh, absolutely. So, hey, Milwaukee? does not want to see Washington in the playoffs. And guess what? Even Brooklyn, do you want to see a motivated Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal in the playoffs?
Man, a hurt Brooklyn team. Right? I mean, yeah, Ben, Brooklyn has proven not to stay the most healthy, and they match up well against Brooklyn.
They do. They do. Because guess what? Kyrie Irving isn't stopping Russ. No one on that team is coming close to stopping Brad. I understand the same is true for KD, Kyrie, and James. And
for sure. Absolutely.
But they lack size, especially with LaMarcus Aldridge calling it a career. Not that I'm not even sure he would have made a difference, because Daniel Gafford, I think, is that dynamic. He's a young, athletic big. Their big men aren't.
He would need to see Jordan some serious minutes during the playoffs, though.
Yeah, and look, DeAndre Jordan is on.
You know, no 16 minutes in a playoff game for him. It would need to be over 20, 25.
I'm excited about this, Anthony. I think the Wizards,
just to give them the best chance, honestly, in any sort of series. If they make a series, I mean, play these guys. What do you have to lose at that point, right? I mean, if you end up starting Robin Lopez or Alex Len for 15 minutes, that just doesn't, it wouldn't make sense to me.
It wouldn't happen. I think most coaches, even Scott Brooks, shortens his rotations at the end of the season and definitely in the playoffs. They have to take care of business, though. It could easily become a situation where the Wizards think it's a done deal. Zach LaVine's out. All the other teams are hurting. The Wizards have an easy schedule. And you kind of, fall asleep on a couple of these games and you find yourself back at the 12th spot. So we can't get ahead of ourselves. The Wizards have some work to do. But if they do take care of business and they are in the playoffs, there's a lot to be excited about. I'm not saying they'd make some noise or make
there
a
is.
Push for the championship. But all of a sudden, Russ and Brad in the playoffs, you don't want to play those guys, I don't think. Most teams look at Washington and say, no, thank you.
Right. And they have an opportunity to get some space between Cleveland. They're playing Cleveland three more times. They have an opportunity to get some, to gain some momentum against the Indiana Pacers, who have sole possession of the ninth spot right now. So yeah, Ben, we don't know. But this is exciting. This is right now. This is very exciting for Wizards basketball, especially with their schedule at hand and how they have been playing. But you're right. They need to continue their success. They need to continue their momentum. And I don't think Russell Westbrook or Bradley Beal are ever the two to take their foot off the pedal. Right now is the time to gas it up. Right now is the time to keep your foot on the accelerator. And that's what they're going to do. We will see exactly how it pans out, Ben. We just need we need it on Scott's end. We need it on these role players' end. We need to hope that their bench can find it in themselves to be more productive on the offensive end. Then, hey, maybe if Denny gets 30 minutes, maybe he'll put up more than two shots, huh? Maybe.
Yeah, and also let's get
same thing with Rui too. Same thing with Rui too. Honestly, Rui, I love Rui in the defensive end, but still way too inconsistent on the offensive end. So if we see him start knocking on some shots, from outside and not going 3 for 11, 4 for 13 from the floor, we might be able to see some great momentum, and the load could be a lot less for Brad and Russ. But again, Ben, that's hopeful thinking for sure.
Let's also give credit, I think, to Ish Smith. He's back and he's contributing in ways that the Wizards desperately needed. He's scoring off the bench. Another wrinkle here in Ish Smith's game, he changed his jump shot. I mean, he was out for I think a month or so, and all of a sudden his jump shot looks different. He talked about the hitch he had in his jump shot, which has been there for really his entire career, and he has one of those awkward looking jumpers. But now all of a sudden it's gone and he's hitting his jumper. He said that the Wizards pointed out the fact that he needs to get rid of that, shoot it with a smoother touch. And he did that. I mean, he scored 16 points in a recent win, and he's doing it efficiently. And if he keeps knocking down shots, Ish Smith could be a contributor off the bench. And he's one of those veteran guys you can depend on in the playoffs. So,
right. He was 9 for 11 over the weekend.
Yeah. And that's a great thing. If Ish Smith can give you that more consistently off the bench, that's a cherry on top, because the Wizards need their backcourt need some relief there. But before we let these guys go, what a gleeful way to start a Monday. Hopefully the Wizards don't
hell of a Monday. Hell of a Monday.
A bad we don't want to jinx anything, but the Wizards obviously have a game tonight against Oklahoma City. Let's make quick predictions here, Anthony. Oklahoma City, they're rebuilding. They have some really interesting young players. I love Lou Dort. He's one of those defensive guys that gets after
right,
a unique scorer, but if you give him the touches, he can score. I love Darius Bazley as well. Theo Maledon has been I think a pleasant surprise for them this year. So what are we thinking here? Are we gonna go Wizards win? Because I'm going Wizards win. Nobody's
stopping. I'm going dub. I'm going dub as well, Ben. That's what it is, baby. Fifth win in a row we are predicting. And yeah, they're in a great position to do so, Ben. They continue their momentum against a team like this who is in a rebuilding process. But you're right. You can't look by a team like this. They have pieces that are able, that are very capable of playing very well. So yes, you're right. That we can't overlook them, but sure. Big win coming. That's prediction here. You heard it here. Locked on, baby.
Wow. An optimistic Monday filled with positive pixels. Let's end it there, Anthony. We want to thank you, Locked On Wizards faithful, whether you're in Japan, Israel, stateside, wherever you may be, for listening. We'll be back with you again tomorrow, reviewing today's win or loss. We predicted a win, but if you haven't already, go subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you listen. It's Locked On Wizards for Anthony. We'll be back again tomorrow.